This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma attends a special military parade with world leaders in Beijing. Prime Minister returning home today. Lakes in Sukhalafata National Park dying up due to climate change. Language Commission calls for using Nepali language on embossed vehicle number plates. And China displays advanced military technology in military parade. U.S. President Trump accuses Chinese President Xi of conspiring against U.S. with leaders Putin and Kim. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma has attended a special military parade with world leaders in Beijing today, organized to mark the 80th anniversary of the victory of the Chinese People's War of Resistance. On the occasion, Chinese President Xi Jinping welcomed the attending heads of state and government. Following the parade, Prime Minister Oli joined a luncheon hosted by President Xi. The Prime Minister is in China to participate in the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit at the invitation of the Chinese President. He is scheduled to return to Nepal today after completing his official visit. Prime Minister Oli held talks with President Xi in Tianjin and addressed the SCO Plus Summit. Nepal has been a dialogue partner of the SCO since 2016. The House of Representatives has received a report from the National Assembly regarding the Federal Civil Service Bill, which is directly linked to the implementation of administrative federalism in the country. According to Ikram Giri, a spokesperson of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the report, which outlines the amendments made by the National Assembly, was received today after completing the required procedures in that assembly. Originating in the House of Representatives, the bill was sent to the National Assembly with necessary amendments 2 months ago. It has now been returned to the House in accordance with the constitutional provision requiring a response within 2 months. The House of Representatives will discuss only those points that were amended differently from the version previously passed. Several lakes inside Sukhalafata National Park are drying up due to climate change, invasive water, hyacinth, and overgrown vegetation. Information officer at the National Park, Purushottam Wagle, said major lakes such as Rani, Sikhar, Baba, Kali, Tara, and Salgudi are shrinking, threatening key water sources for wildlife. He added that the national park has only 3.4 million rupees in capital budget, which must also cover tourism paths and infrastructure. Wagle stressed the need for greater budgetary support to conserve the park's lakes and waterlands. The park, home to diverse species and a major attraction for domestic and foreign tourists, has 40 artificial ponds in addition to national woodlands. The Language Commission has called for the use of Nepali language on embossed vehicle number plates, criticizing the recent practices of issuing plates in English only. The Commission highlighted that Article 7 of the Constitution of Nepal designates Nepali written in the Devanagari script as the official language for government functions. Citing a Supreme Court ruling, the Commission emphasized that embossed number plates must be in Nepali or other constitutionally recognized spirits. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. China has displayed its latest military technology in a grand parade in Beijing, attended by world leaders including Russia's President Vladimir Putin and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. The event held at Tiananmen Square marked the 80th anniversary of China's victory over Japan in World War II. The parade featured laser weapons, nuclear ballistic missiles, and giant underwater drones. President Xi Jinping welcomed the visiting leaders and was photographed shaking hands and interacting with Kim and Putin during a group photo with other dignitaries. On the sidelines, Kim reportedly told Putin that it was North Korea's fraternal duty to support Russia, noting that his country had already sent weapons and troops to Ukraine. According to the BBC, meanwhile, US President Donald Trump, who did not attend, criticized Xi on social media, saying to Putin and Kim and accusing them of conspiring against the United States. Thailand's acting Prime Minister Phumthang Wayachi has submitted petition to dissolve Parliament after the largest opposition party endorsed a rival candidate to lead the country following the court order removal of Prime Minister Pyutongtarn Senawat. All this recited the ruling Phiu Thai Party Secretary General as saying the House dissolution decree submitted Wednesday by the party is now awaiting royal approval. The move comes shortly after the opposition People's Party announced it would support the Bhum Jai Thai Party, a rival of Phiu Thai, to form the next government. Phiu Thai had been working to strengthen its fragile coalition government, which holds only a slim majority following Senawat's removal. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the U.S. carried out a strike on a drug-carrying vessel in the Southern Caribbean, killing 11 individuals he described as narco-terrorists. According to the BBC, leader Trump said the operation conducted on Tuesday targeted members of the Venezuelan gang 20 hours ago. He claimed that the vessel was in international waters and was transporting illegal narcotics destined for the United States. The Trump administration has recently intensified military and political pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, including offering a $50 million reward for information leading to his arrest on drug trafficking charges. Maduro has warned that Venezuela will resist any U.S. military intervention. Now, a sports update. Nepal begins its campaign in the AFC Under-23 Asian Cup qualifiers tonight, facing host Tajikistan. The match is set to kick off at 8:15 p.m. Nepal Standard Time. Nepal is in Group K alongside Tajikistan, the Philippines and Syria. The tournament follows a single round-robin format. Nepal will next play Syria on the 6th of September, followed by the Philippines on the 9th of September. Syria and the Philippines face off today in their group opener. The top team from each of the 11 groups will qualify for the AFC Under-23 Asian Cup, scheduled to be held in Saudi Arabia next year. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain at a few places in the hilly regions, including Lumini province, and at one or two places in the Terai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli attends a special military parade with world leaders in Beijing. Prime Minister returning home today. Lakes in Sukhalafata National Park dying up due to climate change. Language Commission calls for using Nepali language on embossed vehicle number plates. And China displays advanced military technology in military parade. U.S. President Trump accuses Chinese President Xi of conspiring against the U.S. with leaders Putin and Kim. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.